All right, next up we have Yusuf Abinama.
Hello. When I was in fifth grade, we all went as a class to the to see the school guidance counselor, just as like, you know, to say like, hey, I'm here and this is what I do. But when you're there, and usually when you're in school, you get papers, you know, to fill out to make sure you like understand what they're teaching you. And I draw, that's what I do, and I drew all over it. And so the next week, I'm in class, and they're like, the guidance counselor wants to talk to you. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I didn't think much of it at the time. I was like, okay, whatever. But she wanted to talk to me because she was disturbed by my drawings. So, you know, she pulls out the paper, and she goes through it, and she's like, why is this knight cutting this other guy in half? And stuff like that. And I drew, like, battling ninjas. You know, typical stuff. I liked, you know, Spawn and X-Men and stuff like that, you know? So I liked action. And Doom 2, you know, I played that a lot. So, yeah. And then she goes through and she's saying, you know, what you should do is you should start drawing, like, rainbows and fluffy ponies and stuff. And I'm like... And that was one of the first times where I was like, you know what? No. I don't want to do that. And from then on, I always thought, like, you know, I try to be good in general, but I've always had a problem with rules when I was in school. Like, when I was in middle school, I had the second most detentions in the school. All from one teacher, mind you. But from then on, I was like, you know, art and stories, which I'm going to use interchangeably because they're the same thing, really. It should be uncompromising in a lot of ways. And at that young age, like, someone was telling me, don't do that because I don't think it's appropriate. And that really always bothered me a lot. And this just kind of goes into stories and storytelling in general, where I think that, you know, you have like the Grimm brothers who, and like Greek mythology, and all it is, it's just ways that you explain the world in a personal experience, right? And, you know, the Grimm brothers explain the folklore of Germany in the dark forest, and they tell you like why you should be afraid of the dark and why you should be afraid of forests and go alone. And throughout time, everyone always tries to kind of defang these stories and take away their edge. And by doing that, you take away what makes it special and why people remember them. So I think that like when you're telling a story or doing art, you shouldn't ever have to really feel like, you know, if you have something to say, you should say it. And yeah, that's my story, basically. So.
I agree. And that teacher sounds awful. F that teacher who gave you all those attentions. I bet she can't draw for shit.
All right, guys. Danny should fuck with her toilet. Yeah.